Le'Veon Bell earlier. We know that everybody was going to jump to that discussion. Do the Eagles go after Le'Veon Bell, who hasn't signed his franchise tag nor reported to the Pittsburgh Steelers, wants a big contract, and the Steelers are open to trade? Our league sources reaffirm that the Eagles, there's very little interest in Bell. The Eagles have not called the Steelers. They have no plans to call the Steelers. And a league source familiar with the Eagles' thinking said it would be 100% misleading to think that they restructured Cox's contract, which came on Friday, in order to go get Le'Veon Bell.
Bell is not the object of this massive restructure of Fletcher Cox's contract.
Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter on ESPN talking about the Le'Veon Bell trade front, and that's what's on tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Jay Ajayi out for the year. The Eagles aren't interested. Chris Mortensen saying it would be misleading, misrepresenting the Eagles to say that they want Le'Veon Bell. So who else is out there? The Jets stink. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. The Colts, we talk to John Clayton every Friday. He says it's just not their kind of guy. So teams that might need or want a running back, the Eagles don't want him. They've got an extra second-round pick. They can fit him under the salary cap if they screw around with the numbers a little bit more. They just restructured a guy's deal, Fletcher Cox. You heard that in that clip. But they want Shady McCoy. So here's where we're at, Chris. Le'Veon Bell's going to show up on Monday, and I don't think they're going to trade him. So you're going to have to figure out how to spread or share or divvy up the carries. Ed Bouchette writes about that in the Post-Gazette today. Calls it a good problem. A good problem. One of those good problems. You got any good problems in life?
I'm too handsome, for one. A good problem. Would the fact that I just refuse to allow my hair to grow long be a good problem? No bedhead, no nothing like that? I don't know.
One of those good problems in life.
Yeah, you know what? This is not rocket science here. If you do any kind of a look at the stats, more than a cursory look at the stats, maybe for one game to get old Le'Veon up to speed, because they have this full benefit of a bye week for him to knock off the rust in practice, how much ever he wants to practice, and then kind of do his thing. You know what the job share should be? How they work this out, how they navigate their good problem? Give Le'Veon Bell the ball for at least 20 carries and let James Conner pick up whatever slack you want after Bell gets his 20. Do you know why that's a magic number? Because in Le'Veon Bell's career, the Steelers have had 32 games where he has had 20 rushing attempts or more. Their record in those 32 games is 28-4. Two of the losses are to New England, the Jesse James game and the Landry Jones started game, which felt like a no-chance game from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell, they have lost twice other than that, and not in 3 years when he gets 20 or more carries in a game. That's the magic number. Give the best guy the ball at least that many times, and you're probably going to be in good shape.
So you're telling me they win 9 out of every 10 games?
Correct.
When Le'Veon Bell gets...
New Orleans beat them in 2014 in a shootout.
More than 20 carries.
And Baltimore beat them. And in fact, in the 3 of the 4 games they've lost where he's gotten 20 or more carries, they've lost by a field goal every time. So it's not like they've been blown out. And the one game they didn't was the Landry game, which gets tossed out into the rubbish.
Okay, so I don't want to make this into like a math thing, because I don't want to just completely drill people and kill people numbers. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this point that you're on here, and I'm going to try to do it without overwhelming people with stats. They are averaging this year, the Steelers, through 5 games, how many times on average do they just hand the ball off to a running back?
Per game?
Per game. I'll give you the number. I'm not going to quiz you. 19 times a game. So if you're telling me that Le'Veon Bell needs to get to 20 carries, that's the formula to win. I'll give you one more number here. Last year, Bell averaged 21 rushing attempts a game. So if you're telling me you got to get to 20... they're averaging 19 right now. How many carries are left? unless they change the identity of their offense, everybody in the NFL is going pass first now. Pass happy. There are 9 guys on pace to throw for 5,000 yards this year. 9 players in the entire history of the league have thrown for 9,000 yards or 5,000 yards in a season. Ben's on pace to do that this year. He's 4th in the league in pass attempts.
Yeah, he's been bad for more games than he's been good.
But Chris, the point I'm trying to make is they are a pass-first offense. They pass more than they run. So unless when Bell comes back, that flips, and they run it way more than they throw it, that's the only way I see them sharing or splitting carries between Bell and Connor. Because there's only, I'm giving you the numbers, there's only 20, let's just go from 19 and round up to 20 carries a game.
Sure.
If there's only 20 carries to go around, does Connor get 10 and Bell gets 10?
Oh, no. Bell gets the majority of whatever there is to go around, but I'd approach your set of numbers there and fundamentally say you're kind of doing it in a scare tactic way. Hey, they're a passing offense. What are you going to do? Fundamentally, radically change your offense? Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. I'm going to give the ball to the best running back the team has seen since Franco Harris when he gets back. I'm going to let James Conner, who they've sung the praises of to the nth degree, touch the ball. And maybe most importantly in all of this, I'm going to take the quarterback whose 1,664 passing yards have been exceptionally deceiving and have masked some really bad play if you're digging into each throw. And I'm going to take the burden off of him with the idea that a more balanced attack, even in a league that's going pass, 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 a more balanced attack is more conducive to winning for the Steelers. That's what I'm going to do. If I'm Mike Tomlin, if I'm Randy Feuchner, and most importantly, if I'm Ben Roethlisberger, and I recognize that the less I throw the ball, maybe the more everybody wins, myself included.
So they need to become, with Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, the people that study these things for a living say the Steelers as a pass-blocking offensive line. That unit, in terms of protecting Ben, is either the best or second best in football at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Juju Smith-Schuster, tight ends, the running backs are effective catching the ball out of the backfield. You're telling me that you make it work by changing your offense from a passing offense to a running offense.
The numbers are what I said they are when Bell gets his touches, just on carries. It shortens the game.
You wouldn't have
it
to fundamentally
the defense.
But see, you're of the belief that Bell is better than Connor.
Clearly.
So why? So they don't. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm just surprised you're not taking the position. Just put Connor on the shelf and just make it Bell's job, and then you're not really going to mess with the offense at all.
So if you're giving me, Pony, the set of options here of what I can do, and option one is what you just described. Bell gets the ball back like he always does, more or less. Connor sits, or there's a little bit of a real job share, but more of a run-heavy offense. Or, you know, maybe they just try to pass the hell out of the ball and get both guys out there once in a while, but still pass it. I would still take the Bell option where Connor gets relegated to the bench over, you know, a lot of other stuff. But I think the way that I would do this is to recognize what an advantage I have, how I can insulate a defense that I'm not sold on, and how I can maybe make life easier for a quarterback who clearly feels like he has to win games by himself.
I got a totally crazy idea. I'm going to just say this. I'm going to make this point and preface it with this. I did not get high before today's show.
Well, that would have been a hell of a change of pace, I'll say.
Imagine if I did. Imagine if that was my declaration here. Chris, I am so stoned right now. I got a bunch of edibles. I ate a gummy bear with pot inside of it. Here's my idea.
Okay.
What does Bell want in the offseason? What does he want people to value him as?
Both.
Have him play slot receiver.
I have no problem with that, and I've said stuff like that all along. Is that a great goal line look?
I'm saying when Bell comes back here, make him play wide receiver more than running back.
Do you think he would like that?
I don't care. That's not my problem.
Is he a better slot receiver or wide receiver than Juju?
if you want him, if you want to have Bell line up outside and have Juju play the slot, fine. But if I'm putting my best 11 football players on the field and I'm not totally changing my offense in terms of how much Ben throws it, how much the running back gets the ball, make Connor your running back and have Bell take Switzer or Washington or one of those guys off the field.
I still like an I
Do you like Connor more than Ryan Switzer?
Yes.
Do you like Connor more than James Washington right now?
Yes.
Then find a way to get 11 players on the field and take those guys off.
But I don't like him more as a running back than Le'Veon Bell. My whole point in this is, as I went and dug into the numbers, maybe the problem here is that they're just throwing the ball too much. I mean, my God, we talked about how great their defense was. Isn't it better for a defense to be fresh, to have to have fewer chances to stop an offense? Couldn't this great pass-protecting line that does such a good with their quarterback dropping back so frequently be even better when the defense has fewer chances to rush the passer in the first place? Couldn't Ben sort of see greater production with diminished attempts?
They've just invested so much money and so much into being a aerial attack. From their offensive line to where they picked James Washington to the amount of money they gave Antonio Brown to the way that they've catered to Ben Roethlisberger, I don't see that changing. I don't think that there's enough mouths to feed in the run game. If you're only giving a running back 20 touches a game, you can't make it Bell 15, Connor 5, or Bell 10, Connor 10. That doesn't make either one of them better. So I say just use Bell as a wide receiver. Screw it. You don't think he could do a good job at that?
Line
him up at wide receiver for like most of the time and occasionally put him in the backfield.
I think he could be good in the new age way of playing offense in this league, but he's still your best running back, and I think it's a bad strategy to take him away from that. James Conner's such a good pass catcher. We hear Ben talk about it all the time.
Have him play
put him out there.
Yeah.
Why can't Conner play slot?
Yeah, because he runs great routes like a wide receiver.
Well, that exposes the farce of them saying all that stuff about him as a great
pass
catcher.
No, Conner's a good safety valve player, but I think Bell is a legitimately good wide receiver.
I know, but the rest of his team talks about Conner like he's practically a mirror of Bell in every way.
I'm going to just read Ed Bouchette, and this will be our way of segueing into your calls and everybody's thoughts on this. Ed on this situation, quote, "It should be a blessing. Connor's performance has made it a win-win situation for everyone." How do you do it? I mean, you just heard Chris Mortensen tell you that the Eagles trade is not going to happen. You're pretty much stuck with Bell. You're going to have two running backs. What do you do? My suggestion is play Bell at wide receiver. Chris's suggestion is make it a run-first offense and take the ball out of Ben's hands, and that way you can give both running backs more carries. What do you think they should do?